Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 102 of 2P Starts Live, Season 3. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And with us today, we have a very special guest, John Watts. John Watts, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on with Tim around this time.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yes. Now I forgot you were on before, right? I don't listen to the podcast, so I don't...
That's not true. You've listened to the last couple of podcasts, right?
That's true. I have.
Now, what's your review?
Of the podcast?
No, of Santa Claus Comes to Town. Yes, the podcast. What
Santa
sentence was
Claus
I just
Comes
in?
To Town is a heartwarming story about a young boy who... Yeah, no, it's been really good lately. Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Sweet.
If I listened to podcasts, I would listen to ours.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's high praise coming from me, you know?
Speaking of praise, Tim gives me a call on the phone. You won't believe these words out of his mouth. He goes, "Hey, did you buy Up yet?" I'm like... I'm like, "No, why did you?" He's like, "Yeah, it was on sale."
And we're going to get into Up, I think, a different week, probably.
Yeah, next week when Eddie's on the show.
Okay, perfect. So if you want to hear everything you could possibly want to hear about Up and more, tune in next week.
And you want to hear my brother just destroy you over it, then yes.
Sure. Well, we'll see.
So why don't you say we get things kicked off with a little bit of comic talk?
Oh, getting the shivers right now just thinking about it.
Well, this week we had Cold, Cold Mountain. So, John, since you didn't work on the comic, what were your thoughts?
I loved it. It was great. Quick one panel, clean, very subtle. Notice all the bloodstains right away. I was just thinking of Happy Feet and then slaughtering penguins. It just made me smile.
Yeah, it was an interesting response we got this week because the yes. first, like, 30 people were all... On the horrified side, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't blame them. I think it is a little bit out of our style of humor, just a tad. I know you were surprised.
I don't think it's out of our humor. I think it's out of what we've put of our humor on 2P Start, maybe.
No, yeah, I can see that.
Because it was done in a subtle, tasteful way.
As tasteful you can be about skinning penguins and wearing their skin.
Well, there's implications, okay? There's implications there.
And what I loved about it is what it didn't show off to the left of it.
Yes.
You could just totally put in whatever image you wanted up there. And that was what made me laugh the hardest.
See, John, you're right on board with this. I love it. And thankfully, you were helping out with the last comic, right? When you came up with the Powers of 10 joke?
Ray calls me at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yes, because Tim bailed.
He's like, "John, I'm having trouble with this. We want to go with something with the new DSI. I'm like, "Oh, gosh, I don't even own a DSI. I don't care at all.
You know, why are you calling me?"
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock at night. I was in bed.
With my wife. Right.
Yeah. I was thinking of Powers of 10. I didn't want to just come right out and say it. I didn't want to blow Ray's mind away too quickly. So I was trying to set it up a little bit with...
Powers of 9?
Yeah.
That was back in the 50s, and that's as far as we could go.
Right, right.
So I was like, "Oh, that Men in Black where they pan out and it's the guy playing marbles with the universe." And he's like, "Oh, you mean the Powers of 10? I'm like, Yeah. Good job, Ray. Yeah, like Ray and I are on a volleyball team of comic creation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's all girls. And the ball is on our side of the net. Set it up for him so he can just come in out in left field and hit a home run. So we're kind of a hybrid of sports here.
Yeah, how are you doing in that league? Are you you won any games yet? Or
well, winning's relative, right?
Right. Well, yeah, winning.
If you have fun, then
right.
you're like winners.
It's kind of like you know, we don't like to play duck, duck, goose. We like to play duck, duck, duck. That way, everyone's just fair ground.
Well, yeah. Thank you, John, for the save there.
Yeah, you're the third girl on our team that wasn't there.
I was getting laid by a guy on the football team.
Wow. I'd like to apologize to first-time listeners today, by the way.
No, you have to edit that out. I'm not letting you put that in the show.
I don't know. It's
not
too good.
Edit part of it out, okay?
Well, for every great comment comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week is going to go to Talduris, who said, "As twisted as this is, which even you guys agree about, I will admit that even if this is a bit of a deviation from the 2P Start style of humor in some regards, in many other ways, it still bears the trademarks of what makes 2P Start a great comic series and stands out in the crowded and often scary throng of video game webcomics. For example, whereas another comic would likely stoop to blood splatter, gore, and even a murder weapon of some sort, you guys instead rely on the relative subtlety of some red footprints and crying penguins. And whereas another comic series might make Mario and perhaps even the baby penguins spew some over-the-top, rage-filled, profanity-laden dialogue, you guys instead fill the scene with a dread silence, where only the whistling of a cruel Mario and the soft, heartbreaking cry of baby penguins can be heard. The summation of all this is that even when the joke's core is cold and cruel, you guys have class and respect in how you portray it, and this is why I salute you guys. Well, thank you very much. That was very kind, and you hit the nail around the head.
Yeah, I couldn't put it better myself. That's why it's my comment of the week as well, because that's who we are. You know, we don't want to be over the top. We're trying to be different than most webcomics out there and not go with all the profanity and all that. So
how about we do a little bit of Ricka Ricka, a remix?
Remix. Remix!
With a segment edition of the video game Remix favorite of mine, who it's by and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of the game Zelda The Wind Waker called The First Time on Outset, and is done by Halk. Let's check out a short sample of it. And if you'd like to add it to your music collection, I've got a link up right now back on the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from. Not to mention the link is right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of the show. Let's see here. So now, Tim, you got new Super Mario Bros., right?
Yeah, I have spent, you know, a few hours.
What are your thoughts?
Wait, you don't have the game?
Well, here's the thing.
It's sitting, I see it right now.
What?
In the shrink wrap.
Is this a Christmas present type of thing where
well,
you can't play it till
Christmas?
Well,
I'm going to see my brother this weekend, right?
Oh,
and
that's
so we
right.
wanted to
yeah,
play
yeah,
that
yeah,
together.
You're saving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what's so interesting. Is the plan is to play it with my brother as well, so I'm on the same wavelength as you there. But, you know, I got this new game. I've got a wife. I'm like, you know what? Play this game with me, Sarah. This is her response. But I really wanted to vacuum. I'm like, are you serious? Is this really coming? It's like 9 o'clock at night, and she's like begging me to vacuum instead of playing Mario with me. I'm like, I will vacuum tomorrow, okay? Just play the stinking game, all
Isn't
right?
Isn't that how it works, Tim? They know this way to manipulate us. Whenever I'm pissed, I have to clean. I have to busy myself. I just can't dwell on it. So I like clean the dishes, fold the laundry, do everything. So I'll be having a great day, come home from work. Hey, honey, how's your day? I hate you. You're so And then the house is clean like a half an hour later. I love
you.
Yeah. Want to go see a movie or something?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to having a wife now, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Marriage is awesome. No, so we played about an hour. You know, granted, a lot of the time was like teaching her how to play Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
she's like, I'm only used to pressing the vacuum one button. You know, I don't understand how it does two things at once.
It doesn't make sense.
That sounded really sexist out of context, by the way.
Yeah, she actually did enjoy it, and that in and of itself is like, that's a good game right there. Okay, my wife could enjoy a video game. And then I played with a couple buddies tonight as well for a couple hours. And, you know, guys that don't play a ton of video games, and they were thrilled. And I got to say, way more extensive than the DS version so
Sweet.
Far, it seems. So
I beat the DS version about 6 times perfect, by the way.
Yeah,
that's not
an
exaggeration.
No, I mean, it seems like it's a tougher game.
Well, now, John and I have a story for you.
The drop date for Modern Warfare 2.
Yes.
11/10/9. Got it.
I love to go to the midnight openers and movies, so why not for a video game? You know, I've never done it before. I was like, hey, Ray, you want to go with me? He's like, okay, why not? Let's go. So Ray and I get there at 11:30, and there's already
No, we are there at 11.
Okay, you're just making this more sad for us that we actually waited that long.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when I went to the midnight release of Brawl, I remember looking at everyone in the line and thinking, like, why are we the only normal people here, right? but then we all got to thinking, like, wait, if we think we're the only normal people, that's what everyone else must think, right?
Right.
And I was like, all right, John, who's normal? Like, find normal people for me. And we'd look through and we'd be like, how would
that
go?
Well, we looked at each other first.
Yeah.
You know, and we're like, okay,
we're
we found two. All right.
We got
yeah.
Totally unbiased right there, by the way.
So we just started looking around, right?
Yeah. We're like, 12 o'clock? No, not normal.
No, not that girl. No, definitely not. You know, how about these two guys walking in?
10 o'clock?
First guy, yeah. Second guy, no. You know, yeah, I agree. And we'd always agree. It was very rare we would disagree on these things. That's how we knew we were right. Yeah, so I had a lot of fun people watching, because then it was then at some point, like, the line wrapped around, but it was near an entrance, so people started coming in that entrance and just merging right into that U arc of the line.
Ooh, bad move.
These dudes in front of us, mall security, could get these guys are cutting in line.
Yeah, there's only about 20 people who are cutting there, okay? Yeah. Like, it's really not that many. And we're in line for a game that everyone has pre-ordered. We're all going to get the
You're
game,
all getting
right?
It.
And it's 11:30 at night. I mean, I know they want to play the game, but really, what's another like 20 minutes going to hurt you at most, right? Like, you're going to call over Paul Blart to come take care of this for us, which ironically looked just like Paul Blart.
Exactly like him. So, when he comes up, they're moaning and whining to him, "These guys cut in front of us." And he's like, "Really, you guys? Really?"
Right, so he gets on the bad side.
Okay, so he goes and talks to them. "Hey guys, how's it going? You know, blah blah blah.
Right.
All right, see you guys later." You know, doesn't do anything.
Right. I feel like a riot's about to start. You know, and I'm just like, come on, friggin' people! Like,
there's
this
group of guys in front of us. They're just goofing off, really loud, having fun.
and they're from like a rival high school that I used to go to.
Yeah, they're from Sprague High School.
And I have this thing. I'm like, oh, like those kids in front of us, classic Sprague guys. Like pompous. Jock, strong, you know, Sprague punks, basically. Like that.
Ray, you're coming off really judgmental in this episode, by the way.
I was having
not
so
to be judgmental, but I hate people. Well,
but that's the thing. Like, I have this image in my mind of what Sprague guys are like, and then standing in front of me are 10 Sprague guys that are just like that. I'm like, wow. There's like two girls sitting in the corner, like hanging their head in shame, waiting for their boyfriend in the line, you know?
And then this one guy, the leader, the Fonz, the John Travolta of the group, comes up and is like, "Hey guys, guess what? Hold the phone. Wait.
Like, they're having a conversation. He like runs into them with arms stretched forward, like, "Stop what you're doing." You know, he's like, "Dude, guys, right?
Guys. You know what would be the best idea for an iPhone app?" And they're like, what could it be? Oh my gosh, you know, like
wow.
Okay, get this. A Klondike bar on the screen, and when you tap it, it takes a bite out of the bar.
Oh my gosh.
And he says, he's like, "I would play that all day."
He's like, because they got coins flipping on the iPhone, you know? Why haven't they got a Klondike bar yet? It seems obvious to me.
And you can get the Nestle Crunch Klondike bar. You can get the Heath Klondike bar. And his buddies are all affirming him. Like, oh, that's awesome.
They're meant for each other, guys.
Oh, dude, guys.
Whoa.
No, hold on. Can't talk.
Okay, what?
No.
Go ahead.
Stop.
Yeah.
No, listen. I just thought of the best idea for an iPhone application ever.
Oh,
what?
Is it a switchblade with a comb in it so you can pretend like you're combing your hair?
No, better than that.
It's a stapler, and when you put the iPhone on pieces of paper, it makes the sound of a stapler.
No, dream bigger. No, you guys got to dream big. This is huge.
It's a stud finder. So like when I put it next to myself, it beeps.
No, I've already got that. Doesn't work.
Oh. It's a smash ball. And when you touch it.
That's the gayest game I've ever played. What are you talking about? No, of course not. No, dude, get this. Klondike bar on the screen. Every time you touch it, takes a bite out of it.
Oh my gosh.
I would play it all day.
Oh yeah.
I would drop $5.99 on that.
I would drop 99 cents. Because I'm cheap like that, but I'd still buy it.
The fact that he stopped them during their conversation, this was too good to wait.
Whoa, guys. Whoa. Stop what you're doing. Give me that hacky sack.
No, hold on. I was talking about Modern Warfare 2.
Hey, whoa. Something bigger than that. All right, you guys. I've been thinking about this for a while. I've talked to my mom about this.
Your mom's hot, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Just saying.
You guys don't know.
Just saying. Hold on. Is this Modern Warfare 2 on the iPhone?
No.
Please.
It's a napkin, and when you wipe your face on it, it shows like a stain on the screen, like you actually wiped it off.
Oh, that's good too.
Then my mom doesn't have to wipe my face for me.
Totally.
Okay, guys, here we go. You ready? I'm going to drop it on you. Okay, here we go.
Hold on. Let me sit down. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, can someone help me sit down? Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Your iPhone on the screen, a Klondike bar.
What?
Every time you touch it.
No, what?
It takes a bite out of the Klondike bar.
Oh my gosh.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I would play it all freaking day.
Me too.
99 cents.
I would play it on the field during the game.
We can have friends so I can take a bite out of yours.
No. You put two iPhones next to each other.
Hold on.
And you swap Klondike bars.
Oh my gosh.
Now wait, if you have a bite mark taken out of yours, is it transferred to mine?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes.
That's legit, man. That's legit.
And you could trade flavors.
Wow. We need to get a lawyer. We need to get someone legal on this.
All right. Well, what do you say we move on and help people rise from their graves?
Let's do it.
Rise from your grave.
All right. Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics but never leaving a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. First grave riser is Reetva, who said, "Why is it called Rising from Your Grave? I mean, I get the reference and all, but I was never dead to begin with. If anything, I'm emerging from the womb. Now that that's out of the way, I'm emerging from the womb. I've been reading the comics since big announcements, maybe? I really have no idea. The point is, I like your podcast and your comic and your videos. What I'm trying to say is, I think you guys do a good job. Actually, a great job. No, a wonderful job. I just keep up the good work, okay?"
All right, Hope with Feathers says, "Hey, so I'm rising from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
Spooky music. "And this is something I don't usually do, especially since I'm not really a gamer, though I know absolutely everything about gaming thanks to my best friend since kindergarten. I love your podcast and have listened to every one of them, which is why I don't know which comic or podcast I started on. I tend to rabble, so nice comic, and I look forward to many more, though hopefully not so freaky."
Well, thank you very much.
All right, our next grave riser is Batty1580. "Yo, guys. Great podcast. Love the comic also. Also, back in podcast 100, I wasn't mentioned in Rise from Your Grave segment.
Rise from Your Grave.
I rose in the comic before it, and now I feel ignored and neglected. A new reason not to comment as much. Well, apologies, Batty. We salute you."
Yes, my apologies. Our next grave riser goes to Takoa Rose, who said, "Well, here I am, rising from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
Which is really a sad thing to call a brand new commenter. I mean, rise from your grave?
Rise from your grave.
In order to rise from my grave,
rise from your grave.
I would have to first begin in my grave in order to rise from it, which would mean I'd have to be dead. And now that I'm rising from my grave, that would make me undead.
Rise from your grave.
Are you calling me a zombie now? Or maybe you mean rise from your grave in a Jesus resurrecting
rise from
your
grave
sort of way. That by rising from my grave, I'm now reborn into a new salvation of 2P Startdom. Is this some kind of crazy nerd religion? I mean, you're cool and all,
crazy
right? But come
religion.
On, a zombie religion that's made of crazy zombie grave risers?
Grave rising zombies.
Although when I think about this comic in that light, it's starting to make more sense. Maybe
makes
I should rethink this
sense.
Rising from my grave thing. I don't want to be a part of this rising from your grave
rise
to worship
grave.
Ray
rise
and Tim
from
thing.
Grave.
Although,
worship
I have a
Tim.
Feeling I've already lost my husband to you crazy
lose
zombie
your husband.
Nerds.
Which is me.
I guess I might as well join you if I can't beat you.
Join us.
All right. Moving on.
Just I just want to give a shout out.
Oh, hold on. You know the best iPhone app? Sorry, I couldn't even finish it.
Okay, Blue Blur 6036 says, "I have finally risen from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
"It has taken a long time for me, and I don't know why. I've been reading for a long time and listened to all the podcasts. Yes, I'm an overachiever, but it is a long walk to campus every day. I really enjoy this comic, for it is great art and great humor, and I cannot wait to see what you do next. Keep up the good work, guys."
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Will do. And our final grave riser is...
About time.
Red Zero. All right. "Hey, 2P, longtime reader, first-time commenter. If that's how they get the penguin suit, how do they get other power-ups? It's a frog suit from SMB3, the result of some high school bio class dissection gone wrong? Or the shell from NSMBDS, some kind of sick, twisted soup result? God, why doesn't that work for me?"
Thank you very much for your comments, guys. Really appreciate it. And those of you who are still lurking around, I know you're there. We know you're there. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom.
Oh, Black Doom.
My Black Doom goes to Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare 2.
Wait, what?
I waited in line 2.5 hours with Ray, which was great. The waiting in line with Ray, that was hilarious.
That was the best part of the game.
Seriously, the whole experience, that whole night. I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, pop in the disc, and the first thing that pops up is, an update for the game. The game is not even 2 hours old in my hand. Right. And there's already an update for it, which I'm glad, you know, that they're committed to updates for this game.
Well, the frustrating thing to me is that you stop feeling like you have this complete product on the disc anymore, you know? Like, the disc is just a license to download all the fixes that haven't come up with until they ship the game, which, it's just not the same anymore.
Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to the Knights community. I'm referring to Knights into Dreams, the old game by Sonic Team. Somewhere, at some point, I apparently signed up to be on their email list. Mm-hmm. I got an email a few months ago from the Knights community about Sega and Sonic All-Star Racers, or whatever that game is, right, with Sonic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Basically, mm-hmm. they're like, hey, look, like, we haven't seen Knights revealed for the game. Listen, you guys.
How dare they?
They might not have Knights in the game. So, please, send an email to Sumo Digital and ask them to get Knights into All-Stars Racing. And I'm like, first of all, I don't do that crap. I'm not sending them anything. Because, I mean, frankly,
for all you know, he's in the game.
The game's pretty much done. They're not going to add anyone in at this point, especially if a bunch of Knights nerds email in, right? Basically, they just start spamming Sumo Digital, right? And like an hour later, I get an email back from Knights Community that says, oh, hey guys, go ahead and stop emailing. I got an email back from Sumo Digital, who's working on the game, and they said Knights may or may not be in the game, but we have everything. We've had it figured out for months now when we're going to announce certain characters at certain times. Like, sending us emails not going to help, all right? And I'm like, good. That should make them cry in their sleep out of fear and put them to shame. So I get an email last week. Here's what it says. I could not believe this. It says, it is important. This could be the most important thing you've done as a Knights fan, so please show your support and help this campaign. So I'm like, oh, I got to see what this is. So I click the link to the forum. Listen to this. Starts out, I want people to understand one thing when coming into this topic. What I am trying to do is help Knights, and I need you all to trust me. Please, just trust me on this. I need you to join with me on this one. I tell you right now, I would not be wasting everybody's time with this if I did not feel it was needed. You have my word. This will not be a wasted opportunity. So, with this out of the way, let's get on with it. Knight's activity within Sega concerns me, and it stems loosely from Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. My outlook on Knights is that I believe he is not in the game.
What?
This game is not out yet.
And then, so the evidence is
all
what?
The current evidence shown to me. I don't believe Knights is in All-Stars Racing. I don't think our fan base should be treated in such a way as to have our favorite character not make the final lineup
How
for whatever
dare
reason.
They?
We have not built this community up all these years only to have Knights disregarded. Okay, first of all, they had Knights and Riala, the arch nemesis person, in the previous tennis game. Okay, they had two Knights characters in that game. So the chances of Knights showing up in this one still pretty high.
I think
opinion.
So.
And so it says, but DG, you're just overreacting. Knights is expected. No, we have become too comfortable with Knights just being there, and it could potentially cost us this. So if we miss our chance, what's the point? Downloadable content, DLC. I do believe that if we go to Sega with a second wave of emails. No,
oh
I said
gosh.
Sega and not Sumo Digital. Remember, Sega are the bosses here. I am not a man. Oh, really, 13-year-old boy? I'm not a man to act upon weak theories unless I have some form of proof. And right now, downloadable content has been mentioned. Knights is nowhere to be seen. If downloadable content is planned, then this would be our only chance to make Sega take notice and get Knights in the game if he's not already there. But you said he's not there. I took your word for it. Aw, man.
Here's the thing. Who cares? Knights is going to be sitting in a little car. You're going to look at the back of his head the entire time you're racing. Why do you care who is in the car? Why is this so important? Put a purple hat on Sonic and it looks like Knights. There you go. Jeez. Brother.
That's sad.
The game's probably going to suck anyway, so who cares?
I don't know. It actually is looking pretty decent.
It does look decent, but, yeah. You know, we've seen trailers. That's it.
But, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know. I heard Knights isn't going to be in it. So.
Oh, that sucks. So my Black Doom's going to go to Nintendo.
Uh-oh.
This new Super Mario crap. No, just kidding. That game's good. There was another retro game that came out recently that I was pretty... hyped about. I even posted on the website. Excitebike. They're bringing it back, you know, old school style, and play your friends online. Excitebike, 4-player. I mean, that sounds like something I could go for. I found out they skipped one little tiny aspect of, you know, making this game a complete package. And that would be, while they included online multiplayer, they skipped out on the local multiplayer.
Unbelievable.
If your friend is in the same room as you, you cannot play Excitebike against them. You have to tell them to go home, buy the game themselves, and play online against you.
Unbelievable.
What is that? Is the screen not big enough for two bikes to fit in those four little tiny lanes? Is that the problem?
I can't even think of a reason for it not
there
to
is
exist.
No unless they want everyone to... the irony is, you know, Nintendo made online play so difficult with the friend codes because they're afraid you're going to, you know, get raped by somebody or something, right?
Right.
So, you know, the whole... All their multiplayer typically is like, well, just get your friends over to your house and play
right,
them,
yeah.
You know?
Like,
share
geez,
the same
New Super Mario Bros. Wii, anybody?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, no online to that game because, you know, you can all just sit in the same living room and play. And yet, now you can only play with faceless people online and not with people in your own living room. So I didn't buy the game.
Why? Like, you're going to... Yeah, because why else would you play it? You're not going to play
it's
with me
that,
online.
No, you know what? First of all, it's
not
that deep.
I would destroy you.
Well, no. It's not like this deep. It's not like Modern Warfare 2, right? Where it's like,
right.
Well, I need to be playing against the best people, or I need to get, you know, 16 of
right.
my friends together and play. This is
right.
Excitebike, right? This is like.
Right.
It's like
this is what people used to play next to each other before online existed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
All right. Well, what do you say we wrap up the show with Musical Misfits? Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Dr. Oswald. It's the third level from Gremlins 2 on the NES. So, that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. John, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's a blast.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So with that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
One idea we had was Mario and Luigi could both be wearing penguin suits, and like Luigi could turn to Mario and be like, wait, why does yours have a zipper?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. But we were still like, you know, crying baby penguins.
That has to be in the comic.
It's gotta be, yeah. That's what we did. We kept
going
yeah, so
broke
many...
it down. We broke it down.
Here, I feel so bad about this because we are kind of like lumped in with that guy. About video gamers in general.
Right, because we were right behind him.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes.
Of course, we're not... We're, like, looking at him like, what? Oh, my gosh, this is sad. But, you know...
And I'm like, I can't believe that guy. I'm going to go home and do a podcast about him.
I'm going to... Oh, and just tear him a new one
on the internet.
Yeah. I can't... Look at this guy. I can't believe this. But we do get lumped in with that, you know? And
yes.
It's like Christians when, you know, one Christian does something crazy, you know, and goes wacko and kills someone.
Everybody gets lumped in
yeah.
with that.
And then, yeah.
Well, here, you know, stemming from that, this will probably never make it on the show, but he was telling this story. It was about the Washington Monument. And this little boy went up to the guard standing by the monument. And he's like, can I buy this monument? And the guard played along, and he's like, how much? He says, how much money you got? And the kid reaches his pocket, pulls out a quarter, holds the quarter up. And he's like, sorry, kid, not enough. So the kid's like, I knew you were going to say that. So he pulls out 9 more pennies, gives him the money, and he says, listen, kid, $34 million is not enough to buy this monument. Number 2, no amount of money would be able to buy this. And 3, if you're already an American citizen, you already own this monument. And I turned to my friend next to me and I was like, the irony of the story, of course, was that the kid was an illegal Mexican. And there was some girl who was near us, and she was like, well, I find it interesting how people always try to, you know, bring in illegals to make it, you know, to make them seem like they're funny people or whatever. And I was like, hold on, but that's why the joke's funny. Like, the joke is funny because the kid's an illegal Mexican. And she had this immediate response of like, well, to you. And then she's like, oh, I'm just kidding. But it was clear she was definitely offended somehow, right? It's that same thing of like, wait, I forget how this even made sense of what John was talking about, because I know it linked up. John, what were you just talking about?
Christians being guys, lumped in with murder.
Klondike on the iPhone.
Like, oh, one person does something bad, then that means all of them are bad, right? Like, I'm saying, listen, do we have any illegal Mexicans in this country? Yes. I'm not saying all the Hispanics are illegal Mexicans, but I'm saying there is one. Therefore, that's how this joke works. Was the irony was that kid was one, right? But yet somehow it's like, oh, well, since you said that, you must mean all Mexicans are illegals, and therefore it's blasphemy against all of them. Like, get out of freaking town.
First time commenting. He doesn't actually say he's rising from his grave, which means he doesn't listen to the podcast, but that's okay.
Which is a shame. Yeah.
That's okay. We'll get him. If that's how
we should
they
give
get
him
the
a three-way.
Oh, wait. What?
Hey, let
please
me
finish
that
sentence.
Pause.
What
pause.
The frick?
Okay. All right. We should give him a three-way grave rise.
Oh, okay. That sounds slightly
sorry,
better.
Sorry, that was terrible.
How about a triple grave rise? That sounds a little better.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, sure.